The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello there, and welcome to episode 390. I hope that you're doing fantastically well today. However, if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety and you would like to get some support with that, well, you can get a free session with me to get that. You can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in directly for that free session. Or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about making up for lost time when you struggle with OCD. And I think this is something that's really important because we get so frustrated at times, you know, so annoyed with the OCD that it's kind of, you know, taken up so much of our time, taken over our life a little bit. And it's important to try to keep that in perspective and not get too caught up in that. If you find the podcast helpful, it'd be great if you could follow and like on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at robjamescoachinguk. Also, if you would like to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be amazing. And if you could leave us a review as well, that would also be really, really nice. So many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. And if you have any questions, do please let me know. Off we go. So today is my birthday, and this is the reason for why actually I'm talking or thinking about the passing of time today. I'm not going to tell you my age today because I've arrived at that point in life where you don't necessarily celebrate, you know, how old you're getting. No, you're kind of, you accept it. But there's also that kind of nagging doubt. I'm getting older. And how did this happen? How did I arrive at this ripe old age? But there we go. And I think it does help us to kind of reflect sometimes on our birthdays and think about, you know, how we're getting on, the progress perhaps that we've made over the year. Maybe looking at OCD and anxiety and mental health in general and thinking about how we've been doing with that. And I think it's really important in particular with OCD that we kind of reflect on not getting so fixated and caught up on what we've lost because of OCD, the time that we feel that we might have lost, because it's very easy to do that. I spent a lot of time reflecting on that in the past, frustrated about how my kind of teen years or later teen years and 20s kind of panned out because I was struggling so much a lot of the time. And unfortunately, this can really lead us into a really negative kind of mindset. And it doesn't change anything, of course. Unfortunately, we can't change the past. And so, you know, spending too much time on that and getting upset and angry about that, it tends to kind of hold us back. So anyway, I wanted to share a couple of quotes to help us with what I'm going to be talking about today. And the first one is by the inspirational singer, Leslie Gore. And it is this: "It's my party and I'll cry if I want to." Okay, and moving on to an actual quote that I wanted to share. This is an anonymous quote and it is this: "You can never make up for lost time, but you can start now by turning time into memories that can't be lost." Now, I love this quote because really it exemplifies the kind of growth mindset attitude, the positive approach that I think is so important when it comes to getting over challenges like OCD and anxiety. You know, it's very easy to get fixated on the negative aspects of OCD. It's all too easy because we know how difficult it can be when you get caught up in that kind of thinking, when you've indulged a few too many compulsions, and you know, suddenly the thought that was just giving you a little bit of anxiety. Well, now that you've kind of entertained it a bit too much by going into it, picking it apart, trying to get that certainty about it, unfortunately, now that anxiety's gone up and the thought seems even more real, it seems even more threatening. You know, and in those moments, it can be so hard to have any positivity at all. It can be so, you know, so annoying when you're just going around in circles in that way. And then when you reflect back on, over the years, you can really get caught up in how annoying it is that you've lost all that time, that you've, you know, you maybe missed out on different opportunities in your life. Maybe there was stuff that you just didn't do because you didn't feel that you were ready, or you didn't feel that you could do it. Your confidence had been was affected. Maybe there was relationships that you've missed out on. There's all sorts of things that OCD can impact. And if we kind of focus on that, unfortunately, it's just going to make us feel, you know, down and upset about everything that the OCD has kind of caused in our life. And of course, if we just think about it in this way, it's only going to compound a situation which is already very, very difficult. I think what we have to learn to do is to let go of that if we can. There's a lot of learning how to let go when it comes to OCD. You probably hear me talking about that a lot. But it really does involve letting go of this, because it is something that's there, undeniably. If you've struggled with OCD for a certain amount of time, then it's something that has had a big impact on your life. And if you focus on that too much and in a negative way, then it may then influence the future as well. And we really don't want that to happen. And that's why I think learning how to let go of that, what it really involves is, it doesn't involve kind of ignoring the fact that, you know, you've been through a very difficult time with OCD. We're not denying anything. We're not denying the fact that you've had all sorts of challenges, that there's been some really difficult times. Of course, like we recognize the challenge, we recognize the difficulties and the journey that you've been through with OCD, and it's never about denying that. But what it does entail is really recognizing that just because you've struggled with OCD up until this point in your life, it doesn't mean that you're going to struggle in the same way moving forward. Of course, I try to see things through a positive lens in regards to OCD. It's my belief, you know, that we can all learn to deal with it in a much more effective and healthy way. And this is obviously a really big part of the podcast, you know, where I say at the start, learning to take back control, you know, not allowing OCD to dictate, you know, the way in which we're going to live our lives, actually taking back control and living the life that we choose and not the one chosen by our fears. This is what it's all about. And I think it's really recognizing that this urge to kind of want to reflect on all the things we've missed out on, or, you know, to negatively reflect on the passing of time and how OCD has stolen things from us, is, you know, really the opposite of taking back that control. If we really want to take control from today, we almost have to recognize that every moment that is coming, or that we're in right now, it offers us up an opportunity to actually let go for a few moments. And this is why I love, like, techniques, for example, such as postponement in OCD, or even exposure itself, because both of those things really involve letting go and, you know, allowing the uncertainty and the anxiety to be there, but choosing to focus in on what's important to us in this moment, to recognize that, yeah, maybe there is some uncertainty about things. Maybe that obsession is really bugging you right now, and the anxiety may be incredibly high in this moment. But even in these situations, we can choose to say, just for this moment, or just for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to choose to try to be present and to live my life in accordance with my values. even if that just means for the next 10 minutes you're going to do that. Because if you are able to do that for 10 minutes, then perhaps you'll be able to do it for another 10 minutes after that. Perhaps you'll be able to do it for half an hour. You may not be perfect at it. Perhaps you'll be, you know, trying to pay attention to the present moment and doing fairly well, postponing, you know, thinking about your thoughts, letting go of different compulsions, and you know, you're doing fairly well only for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and then you fall back into it a little bit. Well, that's fine. That's okay. At least you've just spent 5 or 10 minutes not completely engaged and obsessed, you know, by your thoughts as much. You haven't been stuck in your head as much. And the more that we practice this and build up that ability to be more present, you know, even if it is only 5 or 10 minutes here and there, well, that's taking steps in the right direction. And actually, you know, you're beginning to make new positive memories in your life, as that quote was talking about. If we can, you know, focus on the future, focus on the present even, and making new memories right here, right now, and, you know, not trying to focus on making those memories perfect though. And I think this is another really important message that I want to get across today. You know, OCD tends to focus on us trying to look for perfection in different ways. We want to get rid of anxiety. We want to get rid of other difficult emotions. We want to feel just right. We don't want the uncertainty. And, you know, I think in order for us to start living more positively in the future, so that we can begin to have that different relationship with the OCD moving forward, what it involves is bringing, obviously, more acceptance to the fact that there may be that anxiety there, there may be uncertainty there, there may be discomfort there. But that doesn't mean that you can't actually be living and enjoying your life today. You absolutely can, with those things still there in the background. And if you're able to do that, then interestingly, you do start enjoying your life again, because you're actually in your life a lot more. You're getting out there. You're doing things that you enjoy, that you enjoy. You're spending time with people that you like. Hopefully you are doing things and doing activities. You're focusing on your values and your goals. Yeah. And whilst you're doing those things, anxiety may come up and it may go away again. Obsessions and intrusive thoughts might pop up into your head. But the honest truth is, if you don't give them too much time when they do pop up, and instead you practice just coming back to the present, refocusing your attention, acknowledging that you've been triggered, trying to accept that in your body, and then try to come back to whatever's going on around you. Try to refocus your attention onto your goals and your values, the things that are happening right now in the present moment. So often we do begin to feel better because we haven't got so caught up with you know, all of this negative stuff. You know, then we're actually kind of living our lives. We're making positive memories now. We're actually, you know, making the time go by in a positive way. And we haven't said that things have to be like this or like that in order for me to be happy. You know, and I think when we start doing that, well, that's when, you know, we look back and we think, wow, I was really unhappy on this day or that day, or, you know, on my birthday, I was really looking forward to that day, but it ended up being a horrible day because the OCD ruined it. You know, and I think when we get caught up in that mindset, you know, really, it's a kind of perfectionistic mindset. It's kind of about saying, yeah, it's my birthday, and so today I just want to feel just this way. And if I'm not, then, you know, then I'm going to look back on that and I'm going to think, well, that was a rubbish birthday and OCD ruined it. I could do that myself today, but I'm not going to. I'm going to decide to acknowledge the fact that, you know, it's going to be, hopefully it's going to be a good day. I'm going to be hanging out with some friends, going for lunch with my family. And, you know, there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be some moments where there's some anxiety present. There's going to be a few challenging moments maybe that come up. But that isn't going to ruin my birthday at all if those things come up. They're just going to be things that come up for a few moments. And as long as I just refocus my attention back onto, you know, the people and the things that are happening, the conversation. Before I know what's going on, I'm back in the present moment and I'm enjoying myself again. And, you know, like this, we're actually allowing things to unfold naturally. We're not kind of determining that things have to be a certain way in order for us to enjoy ourselves. And, you know, we create this freedom in order for us to really create those good memories that, you know, that we're talking about. And so, you know, with the passing of time, as we do get older, you know, I think then we can begin to see that, you know, we can create positive memories, that OCD isn't this thing that is ruining everything. Actually, it's this really bad habit that we've picked up over time. Maybe in the past, before you knew too much about it, maybe it was causing you more problems. But hopefully, as you're beginning to learn about it, maybe, and again, hopefully you're seeking support, you're working with somebody to support you through it. And like this, I think, you know, we can begin to deal with OCD better. And hopefully that can then help you to kind of get back into your life and start living it a little bit more in the way in which I'm talking about today, making those positive memories. So there we go, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed that one and that you found it helpful. If you have any questions at all, do please let me know. And I'm off to go and enjoy my birthday. So I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.